Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. If that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. Let's do this now, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha. Ha, 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 hoo-la. You just make me feel. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, hoo-la. Ha, ha, hoo-la. You just make me feel. Feel.
Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. It is Wednesday night. It's actually my Thursday. Tomorrow's my Friday. Yippee! Anyway, I have an extra special show tonight. One of my favorite all-time guests, a reoccurring super stats tactic. Fantastic. I'm just so excited. Every time I have this guest on the show, it's such hilarity. And it actually has the most hits in my archives. I have to admit, the person that I'm having on my show tonight, plus some other people that are probably going to be following, I wouldn't doubt it if other people come following after this person. It's hilarity. It's absolutely, it's insane, but I'm going to bring this person on in just about a minute. I'm trying to post to my Facebook wall and to that person's wall, so I just want to post on my Facebook wall so that people can see. I'm just having a little bit of technical difficulties, and as soon as I post this on a couple people's pages, because I'm sure they're going to help spread it around, because it's a special hour tonight, so I'm just trying to get this all set up. And believe me, these are the most funnest shows when I have this person on. So I'm going to look into the queue. I just have to post my show one more time on another Facebook page. Okay. One more moment. Uno momento. And I actually opened up the show with a song called Feel with Laz and Kat at Triceptor Studios. And actually, Crosby Tatum, which I had the honor of actually working with, is going to be my special guest tonight. I cannot wait to tell the great news, because I've been hearing about all this great news off Crosby's Facebook today. So let me just see who is in the queue here. Hold on one moment. I guess tonight's show is going to explode. Hold on. Here we go. Hello, Carl. You're on the air.
Can you feel it, Shelley?
I can, and I've been looking at Facebook all day.
Thank you, Shelley, for having us on. This is Crosby Tatum. Actually, you know what? I can't introduce. You have to introduce me. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I do. It's like, you know, it's not really formatted, and we get to do whatever we want, and that's what my show is all about, to talk about dreams. And I don't know if you heard in the queue, but I didn't mention your name. I was saying about my guest and talking all about you, and I wanted to bring you on. I don't know if you heard everything, but
I worked it up really good.
So
I guess I'm pretty much at fault for messing up, like, how
are you? No, it's okay.
Let's redo it, and just say caller on the air, and then, we could just redo this entire shindig again. But that's how I'll make it.
Okay. Live on the air. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Crosby, and you?
I'm doing good, Shelley. How's everything going today?
Oh, actually, I'm kind of silly. I worked almost a 10-hour shift today, and I'm fairly happy, and I feel so blessed to have you on my show, Crosby, because you are the man that brings in a lot of, I look in the archives, a lot of people like to listen to the show when you're on. I don't know what it is. I think it's because all the craziness you bring, all the happiness and the energy. And I've been looking on Facebook today, and you kept posting about something, and I'm like, I'll wait and see if you can actually say it on the show. So I want you to tell the world your awesome, most awesome, awesome news. And what is it?
Well, we do have some very big news that we want to share with everyone today. And actually, is there somebody else that's probably in the queue? Because we probably want to share that person, share this news with them as well, live on the air on the Shelley Nunchucks radio show. So
who's in there with you? Because I only see your number's up.
No, I was only paraphrasing to see if somebody was with you on the air, because if they're not, then I'm willing to just share this news right now. We call this a build-up. We're building up to, the big spectacle, the big noise. So you guys have 1 minute. We're giving you 1 minute to basically call your friends, call your neighbors, because this is explosive news. Call in right now and just tell everyone that Crosby Tatum has some exciting news, and he's breaking it on the Shelley Nunchucks radio show. Because
I just want to say the two telephone numbers to call in is 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, and the other telephone number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And what are you ready to launch? What news tonight? What's big and huge and explosive?
This is very, very big. It's monumental. It's completely, everyone has been waiting. Everyone has been expecting this news. You are the first media outlet to break this news.
I'm special.
I would only do this for you, Shelley, because you are the only media outlet right now, the only correspondent in the media right now that I know, trust, and love.
I'm going to cry live on the air. I love you too, bro.
This is history in the making, ladies and gentlemen. You have to call in right now basically to hear this with me as I share this news to the world.
What is it? What is it?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. On Thursday, May 30th, 2013, from Kendall Square Cinema in Cambridge, Massachusetts, we will hold an exclusive red carpet experience with the advanced screening of Surprise, Surprise.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
Bomb dropped. Thank you very much.
Oh, my jar is on the floor, and the cat is chasing it around.
Ladies and gentlemen, surprise, surprise, will makes its anticipated debut 8 years in the making. Now it will debut on the silver screen at one of the most prestigious theaters in the city of Boston, in the Boston area, Kendall Square Cinema. It's a cinema that actually is my home away from home. My first short film debuted over at the Kendall Square Cinema as part of the 48-hour film project Gangland Gossip, where you met the ninja, which was Les.
That was awesome.
That was our feature film premiere for the 48-hour film festival as a short. This is our first feature film, and we are sharing this with everyone that we know in the Boston area, front and center, with an exclusive red carpet experience with photo ops, everything, you name it. You got it in a nice theater that I will assure you this event will sell out.
Yes, and I do have to ask you that, are you going to show up not late, not fashionably late? Will you be there on time?
Well, you know, we'll be balling out no matter what the case is. But, yes, we will be there. We will be on time. We will be on schedule for all the festivities, all the events that will lead up to Surprise, Surprise, and also for the screening itself. So we are actually going to be ecstatically busy promoting and just getting the word out about this feature film that talks about a college student's plan that goes awry.
And can you talk about the plot a little bit? I mean, do you have to
secret? Of course. Do forgive me, because this is, I mean, the response we begin with this project has been absolutely tremendous. What Surprise, Surprise is all about, it's a story about Crosby Tyler, a smart but socially unconfident college student who is in danger of failing his philosophy class due to a lack of tardiness. To save his grades in the scholarship, Crosby must find out what causes a female to be attracted to a male and the reasons why from different philosophical perspectives. But because he fears rejection from women, Crosby basically takes a picture of his womanizing best friend Jay and uses him to switch his identities with him to date a beautiful girl from an online internet website by the name of Cynthia Simpson to collect data on her. The entire movie is basically filled with plot hole and plot hole. It's filled with exciting and honestly surprising twists and turns as a lie that Crosby has created has gone out of control with an ending that honestly you won't even see coming, which is why you actually have to come to this event screening in order to see how this thing is going to play out. But it's a film that has high stakes, high rewards, high hilarity, and basically it's a storyline that everyone, and I mean everyone, can enjoy, will enjoy. They will enjoy.
That sounds awesome. I am so proud of you. I remember you talking about it for so long, and it's finally done, and it's going to be in the theaters. That's a dream come true.
It is, and honestly, I'll probably be honest with you. I'll probably break down and cry that night.
Oh.
I probably will.
Hey, it's like it's a good cry. When you're crying because you're happy, that's a good cry.
Yes, you know, I mean, like, when you put so much, when you and your fellow teammates and your fellow cast and crew put so much work into making this project what it is, and, you know, you go through the motions, you go through so much just to get to this particular point, this stage of the game, you know, it's now almost like, wow, we're here. Now, you know, saying, what's next?
Yeah, well, you gotta wait to see the film first, and then and then work on what's next.
No, indeed, and honestly, you know, this has been such a test of faith for me. It's been a test for me as a filmmaker, because so often in our business, you know, saying you tell a person that you're a filmmaker, and they'll say, okay, what have you seen? What do you got? And you know, and your slate's not, you know, as thick as a lot of people's are.
Yeah.
And then basically, you know, they just look at you and they just say, okay, yep, see you later, you know, see you down the river or something of that nature. They don't take you serious.
Yeah.
And you did it.
You finished it.
Well, we're pretty much at the second part of the game right now, whereas I look at this film and I say that it's only done when it's shown to the people, because that's when you can say you're a filmmaker. Otherwise, I'm just a novice kid who's still – has dreams of being a filmmaker, but he's still completing his first film.
Yeah, well, you know, as long as you, you know, what a couple people have told me, if you work for it, anything is possible.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Anything is possible when you really set your mind to something, and despite what anyone would say or those close to you or those not close to you would say, you know what I'm saying, if it's something that you believe, it's something that you feel is tangible and it means something to you, you know, you go for it, and you go for it with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind.
Yeah, and that's something to inspire people, because you said, what was it, 6 years, 8 years in the making for this film?
Yes, it's been 8 years in the making. We started the film back in, we started writing the story of it in 2005 with me and Laz. And, you know, I took about almost a year and a half just to create the first draft of the screenplay, which actually it looks like, you know, scribble, to be honest with you, looking at that first draft. And then, you know, subsequent years later, we would always try to make the movie, you know, because the thing with a film like this is it's timing based. You have to shoot this particular film, you know, say in a certain set of time, unless you're like in Miami or in LA, because there's a certain warm feeling to it. And then we basically just, you know, saying a couple things were falling our way. We said, okay, we need to go and do this movie. You know, saying Laz was not able to, you know, come on board with us on this one, you know, but he was there in spirit. So, you know, it was me, Jay, and Opal, and also Shireen and Carl, and, you know, a number of our cast and crew. We all came together and said, we're going to make this movie, come hell or high water, because, you know, it's something that we all want to do. It's something that we all strive to do, because the ratio of films that are shot and done, the films that are, you know, saying shot that are done, it's a very low percentage. And there are people who are still making films week to week to week, but yet they don't still get anything done. And in the real industry, you know, you got to get it done. You know, you basically have to set your schedule, stay by your schedule, and then you got to get it done.
Yeah, and you had to work. Didn't you work nights before or something? Or
I still do. Matter of fact, as we're talking right now, I am working as we speak. I work a nine.
No.
You know, I don't worry. Don't tell my bosses. But you know, I'm just. I'll be honest. I look at myself as an outsider looking in. I look at myself as somebody who works a 9-to-5 job. You know, who's only good at basically doing film work, but, you know, saying doesn't have the opportunities or has to create the opportunities to go out and branch out and just, you know, make something happen until now, where, you know, I'll be honest, I'm getting a lot of opportunities, you know, to really do some things, not just on the technical end, but also on the creative end as well.
Yeah,
but,
and you got skills.
Yeah, but, you know, saying, hey, you know, until that time where basically things start to pan your way, you got a 9-to-5 that you got to, you know, that you got to put down and handle, and, you know, It's pretty much, you know, saying you got to do what you got to do, but at the same time, you know, saying you're doing this because you love, you know, the thing that you're trying to do, so.
Yeah, and I think that with something that you love, you're going to love working on it no matter how tired you are.
Oh, I wouldn't deny it. To be honest with you, I've been, I remember, actually, I had a 69-hour shift, and throughout most of that shift, I stayed up just editing. Just, you know, doing, you know, editing my work and everything of that nature. Pretty much anywhere I go, any place I go, I always have a computer with me where I'm doing either editing work, or script writing, or you know, I'm taking the meetings or things of that nature. And honestly speaking, it's you know, when you love something that you can just deny a lot of things, honestly,
mm-hmm.
it means something to you. And for those people out there who basically, they're just trying to find something to do. They're trying to find themselves, or trying to find something that, you know, just stay positive. Just, you know that, like, whatever it is that you want to do, just go with it for all your heart. You could be a doctor. You could be a janitor. You could strive to be, say, I want to be the head janitor. You know, strive for it. Go for it, you know.
Yeah. Whatever you want to be, a lot of people, I think what it is that as we tend to get older, and I think I'm kind of a lot older than you, Crosby, I tend to think that when people to reach a certain age, you know, I always say I'm not afraid to say my age and stuff. I'm going to be turning 43 this year, and I'm like, I do realize how lucky and blessed you and I and the people that I surround myself, because they're very positive, you're very positive, and I feel lucky and blessed that we don't let our age stop us. We have so much energy, so much positivity to share with the world, with our own creations. It may not be of the norm, you know, but I think it's better to think outside of the box than to be someone like a sheeple and follow everybody else. And I think that's what we do, and I think sometimes it takes a lot longer to get where we want to go, but once we're there, you know, we'll be happy for the rest of our lives.
You're only 43? Child, I thought you was 25.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to make me blush. Yeah, a lot of people keep thinking I'm a lot younger than what I am, and people like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I know what I wanted to tell you now. I don't know if you know about, you know, there's another thing besides radio with what I do. Maybe this is something for you, which would give you more access for audience and stuff. I'm doing this other show, and it's a TV show on the internet, and it was off of blogtv.com that's now going to merge, and it's free. And you can actually do it, set up anytime you're free, and people from around the world can see you. And it's totally free. I'll have to send it to you in a message, and you can do whatever you want on the show, and you can even help promote yourself, because I've had people from Sweden in my chat room. I've had people, well, they're mostly guys, and you know how guys are. They're asking these weird questions and stuff, but I've had guys from Sweden, Italy, the Netherlands, many different countries have, you know, tuned into the time I'm on there, and they look at what I do. You can talk about whatever you want. And I think that would be a good platform because it's free. And so many people have different shows. And I think with your creativity, even talking and discussing your plans, it's a free outlet. And it shows you, you know, it shows you live on the air. And I can send all that stuff to you after we get off the show. We do have the show till 10 o'clock tonight. So I just wanted to let you know I'm going to send you that information. So if you want to do that, more power to you.
No, it's definitely, you know, something we'll look into, and it's something that you know, we most certainly will try to use for our goals, for what we're looking to do.
Yeah, if it works for you, hey, at least you know, trying to see if it's something, if it's free, you know, it doesn't cost you anything and it can help promote your stuff. Hey, more power to you, right?
Oh, of course, you know. Who are we to reject any type of help or anything of that nature for what we want to do? So, yeah, no, definitely. You know, say it's much appreciated, much obliged to you, my dear.
Yeah, and anytime I'm a full supporter, try to accept this to you and everything you do. And are you able to tell us who's going to be at the premiere?
Honestly, what we do know is that you will see the full cast of the cast and crew, surprise, surprise. Every single person who was involved with the movie and also with Tricepta Studios and past shows, from The Block Presents to All for One from the Laz and Cat album, we will all be there in attendance with our family and friends. We do plan on inviting a lot of luminaries from the Boston scene, from the Boston area, and also from the Hollywood and also from the worldwide scene. We plan on inviting everyone that we can, that we know or don't know, that they know. We plan on inviting everyone to this momentous occasion, because there's a lot of stories that came into the being of this film, and from what we see, we do have something special that we want to share with everyone. And honestly speaking, we are going to invite a lot of people to this event, and it's going to be basically the biggest bash, the biggest party, the biggest we're going to call it an extravaganza of epic proportions. This is not just a film screening. No, this is an extravaganza. It's a party, my dear.
That's just awesome. I'm so proud of you. I can't believe the time is near.
The time is near. We are, as of this moment, we are 63 days away from infamy.
Wow. And the countdown begins. You should put a countdown on your Facebook somehow so it can count it down.
Oh, trust me. We plan on putting a countdown on. We plan on doing a lot of different events. We plan on going to a number of different locations to showcase this film for everyone to see.
Sweet.
But you gotta be patient because it's coming.
So what else can you talk about? Do you got anything else in the work or?
Well, since we finished the movie, we got word of a lot of, personally on my end, got a lot of different projects that are coming up right now. I plan on with me and Opal, we plan on trying to shoot a short film in New York with a talented French actress by the name of Stana Roy May, who we met out in New York. That I'm really fond of, and I feel like that this is a person. This is an individual. She recently starred in the film called Le Poignet de Elsa. The film's called Elsa. It's a film by Mariette Montpierre. Her film has been traveling all across the globe, number of film festivals, and we were lucky to have a meeting with her and just really want to hammer a short film out with her, but with a story that I really like. I really want to tell. Either if it's Boston or New York, doesn't matter. I got a story that I definitely want to see her, exhibit. Saying her acting ability, and really cross reference it. It's basically a film with where it talks about communication. Communication between people, who we can't speak the same English, the same languages, or the same, the same things of that nature. And honestly, I'm aiming a little higher for this film. I feel like with the storyline that I have here, I feel like we could go to Sundance, we could go to Cannes, we could probably get nominated for an Emmy, for an Oscar.
You never know where things go in life. You really don't.
No, I mean there was a short film that was nominated for an Oscar, and that Oscar was funded on a Kickstarter website. So anything is possible in this world, and just doing this movie, it just opened up so much possibility for myself and for everyone that's around me.
Yeah, that's what I truly believe, and that's why I keep trying to tell people, if you have a dream, they should go for it, because they're just as good as anybody else. And I always talk about, if you have people that are negative that are around you, you really need to get away from them, because when you have a dream, you have this sparkle, you have this glow inside of you, and it's a seed that is there. It needs to grow into a garden that becomes part of your soul, and it wants to, blossom. The problem is, nowadays, if you have this dream, a lot of people want you to become part of the normal society of sheeple. They want you to do this, 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 this.
Oh my gosh, do I hate that.
So you know what I'm talking about, right?
My gosh, do I hate that. Like, it's
so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's stupid. I mean that in a manner where it's, I look at it from the perspective of people. Let's be honest. People don't want to see you succeed. People want to see you fail. Because when was the last time you actually, really applauded for something that was very positive, per se?
I think the most positive stuff, besides, Big Bro, he's one of the most positive people. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing all this stuff today that I'm doing. And I'm telling you, he supports you too.
Every once in a while, he does.
He brings you up and say, "Hey, how's Crosby doing?"
Definitely. And I love us. Horror, what's up, man? His spirit and his love. It's definitely one of the greatest. That's in this world today. And hopefully, I see you at the premiere as well, my brother.
You never can tell. I don't know because of the schedule and stuff. I'll let them know anyway.
Definitely roll up in the van. The red carpet will be out there for you. Everyone gets pictures. No said.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like.
Because I remember, I remember watching your, we were planning on, what we're going to do for our red carpet. We basically, took notes back from when you had your film, Anna Koya.
Oh, yeah, Anacria.
And how you guys organize that?
Well, the thing is, there were some things where that theater itself did not treat my brother too well.
It's like,
when they do the Q and A at the end, they wanted to rush him out. And also in the top part of the balcony, because everybody was always raving about this theater, how good it is, because I've been to other premieres and everybody's always great. And he had to go upstairs and check the stuff that was, you know, the electronic stuff. And the guy that was running it had no clue what to do. So my brother had to go up during his premiere up to the balcony and look at stuff. And up in the balcony, it was a mess. No one cleaned it or anything like that. So it's kind of like I kind of wasn't too happy about that theater afterwards because everybody else was treated well. And it seems like it just seemed really weird. And I think they even... even overcharged him because I heard all these other quotes, you know, for this theater. And then I hear about how much they charge my brother. And I'm like, they overcharge my brother. They give everybody else a deal. But, you know, you don't know about this. And I'm like, really? And I was like, I'll never show a film premiere in there ever. Oh, that one there, you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And, I'm glad you told me about it.
So just to give you a heads up, I really wasn't too thrilled about it when I found out about everything because you know how I am. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, you know, Ohura can take care of himself, if you want to call him Z, but, you know, he is my big brother. I'm his little sister, so, you know, I'm kind of like the wolf, very playful and stuff. But anybody that's part of my family, I will stand up for them anytime. Like with you and such, I was like, you know, it just seems so weird that I haven't seen you in so long, but we have this really strong connection, like a brother and sister connection. It's kind of, I don't know if you could say it's strange, but it's awesome because
we're just very interconnected with the fact of we have dreams.
Yeah.
We're willing to do whatever it takes to get those dreams.
Uh-oh, guess what? I was talking, I have my Facebook up. I think somebody's, they were on the line. Oh, my gosh, I had them on hold for 10 minutes. I'm going to bring your boy online here. So.
Oh, he's not important. Forget about him.
Forget him. Wait till he comes on. You know he's going to cause some chaos. Uh-oh. Here we go. We got 27 minutes left. Let's bring him on. Poor guy. I had him on hold for 10 minutes and didn't know that. Okay, let's bring him on. I hope he comes on right now. Let's see. It's loading. I'm trying to bring him on. It's not taking him off. Oh, no way. Oh, my gosh. Technical difficulties. Jay, if you can hear us, it's actually Jay. And it has you, and I clicked the button, and it's not bringing Jay on the line. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Let's see. I'm going to try to bring him on. Jay, you don't have to call back in. Hello, Jay?
Yeah, what's
up? Crosby, you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, is this Jay?
No, it's Crosby.
Crosby. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get Jay on the line here.
Jay, if you hear this, call.
Yo, yo.
Jay, all right. You're on the air. We got about another 26 minutes left. I do apologize. Once Crosby and I get going, sorry about that.
It's all right. You know, Paula. You guys were zoned out, forgot about me, you know, so it's all right, though. I blame Crosby anyway. He gave me some phone number to some boat crews, and I'm like, this doesn't sound like the Shelly Nunchuck show, so, you know, blame Crosby Tatum for that.
Well, did it get 2-for-1 special?
I don't know. It definitely was. I called the number, and it was like, you know, you had the big, like, tugboat horn, and it was like, you just won 2 tickets to Aruba. I'm like, Shelly's giving away tickets to Aruba now?
No!
You know what I mean? So,
Don't that something there? Listen, every time you guys come on, it's some sort of chaos. No, my other big bro, his name is Ahura Zakor Deliza, but everyone calls him Z because they can't pronounce his name right. I mean, I've known him for quite a few years, so I know how to say it right. His name is Ahura, but everyone calls him Z. So maybe I should just call in Z from now. So that's actually what I was talking about. So that's why you're calling in. I'm talking about your show, and you're thinking I'm going to selling or giving tickets to
Crosby,
Aruba.
I played Crosby. Crosby gave me a different phone number to call in at. He gave me some 877 number, which I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, Shelly's pushed that number or something. So I called the 877 number, and it's like, I just want to cruise to Aruba. So I'm like, okay, Shelly moved
what?
Up. You know what I mean? She's giving out cruises to Aruba.
What
so, you know,
does
and
it say? Man, I need to call it in, but I can't win because I probably did guess. What does it say?
It says something about, like, I want two tickets to Aruba, and I'm sitting there like, okay. I'm like, either Shelly just, like, went big time on me, and she just, you know what I mean, she's doing it real big, or I just called the wrong number. So I looked at the text message that Crosby sent me, and it definitely was that number. So I'm like, all
so
right, Crosby.
The 877-907-7217?
Let me see exactly what number.
Did you call
what,
that?
Let me see exactly what DS number Crosby. He gave me an 877-907-7227.
No! 877-907-7217.
Well, thank you, Crosby, for giving me the wrong number. Now, the legions of fans who are cussing me out, like, I thought you were going to be on the radio. I'm sitting there telling them, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on the radio, you know, so thank you. You know, we blame Crosby Taylor for that. So all my fellow JL City alumni people, you know, blame Crosby Tatum, flood his inbox, cuss him out. You know, he can be reached at Crosby Tatum on Facebook. All right.
So, Jay, what you been up to?
Oh, man, I'm just staying busy working, you know, promoting the movie, of course. You know, everyone knows the premiere, May 30th. Kendall, you know, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You know, so definitely promoting that. Working on the soundtrack, we're getting some interesting songs. For all those local artists and unsigned artists who are interested in possibly submitting some tracks, definitely you can send them. You know, we actually want to funnel through Crosby. We want Crosby to be a part of it. So send them to crosby@triceptus.com.
No, it's actually music@triceptus.com.
Like I said, Crosby, because we're going to flood Crosby's inbox, and then you can tell him how mad you are that he gave me the wrong number, and that's why I called in late. So do
it's
that
a
on
text message.
You know, so definitely music@triceptus.com. Excuse me, everyone. And I'll send you all your songs and your music. We like to hear it, and, you know, we go from there. The soundtrack will be a free download. We're not making any profit off it, but it's just a great way to get people's music out. So we're definitely looking forward to doing that. I've been filming for my television show that I'm working with Opal on, definitely called The City Beat, through the OWC Television Network. You know, so we got a couple of good vignettes from that, working on that. You know, was in the studio for one interview. We had some great behind-the-scenes, you know, people singing and everything. So I'm just staying busy, you know, and you know, of course, working with Crosby and, you know, just talking about some other potential projects and things like that.
Which they are big. And honestly, a big portion of the things me and Jay have been working on, we did a music video together basically not too long ago.
Yeah, shout out to Kadito Otaku, you know, and Mickey Fax. And also while I'm on the line, I cut you off, Crosby, but I got to get the shout out on because, you know, I did say I was shout out to Caitlin Killen. You know, shout out to her. She's a great supporter. You know, we definitely want to give her a shout out as well.
Hey, hey.
Yep.
Oh, definitely. You know, since we're talking shout outs, we definitely have people on our Surprise Facebook page. If you can find us at surprise-movie, is where you can find our Facebook page. We have Tali Clemens that we had to give a shout out to, liked our statuses. Always a pleasure with Tali. And also, we definitely have also Jennifer Lopez and also Tony Reynolds for just, you know,
Jennifer Lopez, we talking
about. Wait, is it the Jennifer Lopez or is it someone else that has the same name as Jennifer Lopez?
I hope it's the Jennifer Lopez we thought.
It does say Jennifer Lopez, but it's not the Jennifer Lopez that we, you know.
Well, does she have some of the similar assets?
Oh!
I would not. You would have to discuss that with her because that's
with,
not...
the, with the root word being ass and assets.
I mean, man, there probably is, there probably is an asset there, but I don't think it's the asset you're looking for.
Nah,
but,
nah, I'm not looking for anything. You know, we just, like I said, we cause chaos on here. 1 minute
yes,
we're talking
do.
About poop. Another minute we're talking about something else. So.
Yeah, that one, I swear to God, every time you guys are on my show and I'm looking in the archives, I swear the shows you guys are on has the most people listen to. I don't know what it is, but it's like afterwards, it's like I've been getting people seeing it, looking at every time I post a show, more people listen to it. And there's one show that's over 1,000 people have listened to it. And like I said, my show, people from like, you know, the radio show, people from Italy and, you know, England and all over have listened to it. And that's like really amazing. And then I was telling Crosby that after I get off the show, I'm going to send him some information about this this TV thing you can do. It's for free. It's off the internet. You can set it up anytime you want, and you can do a show, whatever you want. You can do it live on the air, and people from all over the world can get into the chat room and talk to you guys. I've had guys from Italy, Netherlands, and other places, too, China, Hong Kong, actually in my chat room. So,
special.
You know?
I mean, but definitely, I mean, I'm all for it. You know, I don't like calling people fans. You know, I look at people as, you know, friends and associates. So I'm always willing to talk with all supporters and anyone who just, you know, wants to get off across the board and just to get to know us. You know, anyone who can devote their time and want to reach out and say hi, you know, I definitely feel that, you know, I mean, it's incumbent on me to do the same, you know, and respond back.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I'm on. If you guys can listen to it, cool. You know, that'll be kind of awesome. It's like, you know, I'm so proud of you guys. I have to say, I just, you know, just hearing you guys talk about the film Surprise, Surprise for so long, and it's done and it's getting ready to show, I'm just so proud of you guys. I think you put a lot of hard work and a lot of time, and with independent films, I truly think, you know, it takes extra long because the money's coming out of your own pockets mostly, so I'm, like, doing a salute with you guys, with my nunchucks to you guys.
Hey, as long as you don't beat me with it. Don't beat me with
no!
my nunchucks.
No.
I'm not letting
that happen.
Man, I've seen some of your nunchuck workouts, Kelly. You're fair, Kelly. I don't want to mess with you with some nunchucks. Right? I'm just putting that on here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know what,
like,
guys? I'll never forget the night because it was really special. The night when we drove over to the hen house. Oh, my God, I dream of chicken waffles. I swear to God, I'm up here, and I've had no extra sugar since Friday because I totally no sugar in my coffee, no soda, no treats or nothing. And it's like, man, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm like a junkie going through withdrawal and such. I'm just like, man, this is so hard,
so hard to do.
She's
going no sugar.
Yeah, it's really hard, and I'm going, oh, my dear God in heaven. I feel like if I see someone's cupcakes, I'm just going to bite it like a zombie or something. You know, it's not
Watch out,
she's going to
hit you with a
nunchuck
and take your cupcake. That's it.
Yeah, cupcake. People call me cupcake sometimes. I don't know why, but, you know. So I think of the hen house, even though I was only there like once or twice, but is it still around in Boston?
Yes,
of course. Yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen. Shelly Nunchucks has been to a chicken and waffles place. So don't be alarmed. You know, she's definitely been out with the guys, and, you know, it's a wild time. I'm trying to remember what else happened that night. Where was we coming from, Crosby? We did a premiere.
Yeah, we was over at the Real Fest with Rod Weber. One of our block sketches, debuted over there, and we were late.
Yeah, you guys were. You guys don't even know. I never even told you what happened, right? You guys showed up late. Do you know Jay Giannone? He's out there in Hollywood now. He starred with Jason Stratman and many other people in films and stuff. He's had, bigger roles. I don't really want. He doesn't like to be called, big star, but he gets, you know, more and more roles, and he had some stuff playing that day, and I was waiting for you guys because you guys had my ticket. And it was like, Dave's like, you're going to go and enjoy yourself. This is another guy I call one of my other brothers. And I was like, hey, I can't get in there. He actually got me a ticket, so I could sit there, and I didn't miss it the first time they showed it. So it's like, then I went back, and I told the guys that were on, I said, listen, they missed it and stuff, so then they showed it again for you guys. So it was like going through this, I was sitting there all by myself. I was like, Freddy, you're missing it. Where are you guys?
We was running on black people time, meaning we was running about a half an hour after the initial time we were supposed to be there. You know, once again, blame Crosby. That hashtag blame Crosby. That is, I want that to be trending worldwide.
That will not trend. Right? That will not trend.
Now, do you guys, since it's like 14 minutes left, because I know I want people to give like shout outs. Is there anybody else you'd like to give a special shout out? Any friends or family members or any special girls or anything like that?
Shelly, you see how she highlighted special girls? Shelly's turning into gossip as well. We got to watch out for Shelly now.
No, you
do. Special girl. You got to tell my story to TMZ, Crosby. I'm hip, Shelly. I'm the hip.
Don't put that on me. Do not put that on me, brother.
I mean, hashtag blame Crosby, people. We got T-shirts coming, too. But I would just like to shout out everyone who definitely showing support, you know, showing love to us, especially you, Shelly. You've been there from before day one, from the first minute. So definitely a big shout-out to you. I'd say shout-out to everyone who just supports every Tri-Steptis project, every OWC project, every Sharkside project. You know, it means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to the rest of us. Definitely, you know, shout out, like I said, big to Opal, you know what I mean, and AJ, you know what I mean, for everything they do as well. And
AJ.
I mean, you know, like I said, shout out to my shot crew, shout out to, you know, my love, you know what I mean, Renee Dozier, shout out to, man, everyone, shout out to my family, you know what I mean, shout out to big shout out to my daughter, I can't, you know what I mean, definitely want to give her a shout out, her first radio shout out, my daughter. Yeah, and then, like I said, just everyone who shows us love, you know, everyone who supports, everyone who always asks me questions when they see me, you know, I seen the trailer, it was hilarious, you know. Shout out to everyone who just gives us a positive energy. So.
No, definitely.
So how about Crosby? How about you?
Well, you know, saying there's first of all, almost 2,000 views on our teaser trailer. With surprise, surprise, amazing.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, say amazing by all of you guys out there from the Surprise Nation, you know, out there. You know, first and foremost, I got to thank God, you know, because if it ain't God, it's, you know, it's not happening, you know. And, you know, I have to thank Jay's brother Laz, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, without his insight, without anything that is, I'm not the man that I am today.
What's up with him? Where's he been? Is he still? Is he like in hiding or what?
You know, Laz is Laz. You know, he's definitely doing his thing. You know,
yeah,
saying,
he's like hiding like a ninja. You know,
I will say this. You know, say he probably, you know, doesn't know this, but we're talking about putting out another Laz and Cat album real soon.
Cool.
So there'll be some new music coming out from us real soon. I'm, you know, saying definitely gonna get back on the mic, and we're just gonna make some more history again. So
that's awesome. I was like, man, I'll never forget being on the music video, because it was a closed set and these two guys ended up sneaking in that wasn't even part of it, and I'm like, I'm there, you know, dancing with you guys all around and stuff. And they're like, I'm 5'8", and these guys, I think they came up to, like, maybe my breast or something like that. And it's like, I have one in front of me and one in back of me. And I'm like, you guys are like, do you know them, Shelly? And I'm like, no, aren't they part of the set? And they're like, no. And then they just snuck in. They just snuck into the set.
Yeah, that.
And I just, I'll never
no
forget
comment.
That day.
No comment.
Yeah. I know, no, I mean, I'm talking of my experience and such and stuff that, you know, like, I just think Fail is a very positive song. And I just wish that, you know, it could, like, just the, I don't know, I was, you know, the video is pretty cool. Maybe you can update the video.
Yeah, Crosby, update the video.
Yeah, like maybe take clips from the old video and then just smash it up. Do a Crosby smash up.
You know, it's definitely in the possibilities. You know, saying that you definitely have to, that we definitely could work with that. You know, like I said, we're not oblivious to anything that we want to do here at the Tricep Studios. At the Tri, we're growing, and we're growing stronger than ever. You know, I definitely have to, you know, to get back on the other page here. You know, I definitely have to, you know, give a shout out to my mom. She's, you know, been a supporting system. She's in fact helped us with, you know, really trying to figure out where we need to go to do our premiere at. You know, just like from Opal, from, you know, the entire Surprise cast and crew, that, you know, saying that, you know, you guys know who, you know, I got number love for all you guys. And just people in the business that are like, you know, from all across the country and the world. There's so many people out there, you know, saying, there's just so many people that I can't name right now, but to all you guys, you know, saying just thank you very much for all your love and support.
And anything else you guys want to throw out there? Sounds like a hurricane.
Yeah, I'm doing my best news impersonation, weatherman, in the winter.
So, Jay, before I let you go, got anything else to say, Jay?
You know me, I'm just chilling, man. I'm just trying to stay positive, represent everyone else doing positive right now. And, you know, definitely come out May 30th for that movie premiere, everyone. You know, stay tuned. Have people hit me up at Jay Holland, JAEHOLLAND, on Facebook. They can like my Facebook page at J-O City, J-A-Y-O, C-I-T-Y. Same thing at Twitter, same thing on Instagram. I mean, definitely. And Shelly, good looks for the interview, as usual. You know what I mean? Much love. Much love, much support to everyone, definitely. And, you know what I mean, if anything, just shout me a holler.
All right, Jay, you have a good night.
Take care.
You too.
Sir.
All right, man.
Hey, Crosby?
Yes.
Thank you once again, too, for tuning in. And I just want to say I opened up the show with the song Feel, and I will be ending the show with the song Feel because it is a great, positive song. And any last words, Crosby, before I let you go?
Right now, we are on an amazing high, and honestly, it's because of all you people out there. Make sure you guys just check out our website at surprises.com. Right now, our website just recently got updated. It has a picture of our destination, which is Kendall Square Cinema, with our logo on it, and also it's on our Facebook page now. That is our destination. That's where we're going to be doing our screening, and just please sign up for our newsletter. You just log onto our website, surprises.com, and just click on the mail section on the website. You can just sign your email address, and you could actually be first in line to get tickets for the screening. So before anyone else, sign up for us on surprises.com, and make sure you sign up for, you know, say, in our e-newsletter, surprise, SURPRISETHIS.com. Sign up, you know what I'm saying, and then basically you guys will be able to get your tickets for the screening. We'll let you know when that happens.
All righty, and Crosby, you too. I'd like to thank you once again for being one of my most awesome guests on the show. And,
thank you,
you know,
for
best
allowing.
Wishes. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome to be on here anytime, and I do wish you well with the film and everything else in life.
Yes, and honestly, Shelly, you better come to the screening too.
Well, I'll talk to you after. Should I just message you on Facebook?
You can message me, you can chat me, you can text me, you can, you know, you got my number. Unlike a lot of people, she is one of the most special people in my world. You know what I'm saying? She can message me. But if you want to message me, just hit me up on Twitter at CrosbyT123. And, you know what I'm saying, I'll definitely give you guys some shout-out and some love. So.
All righty, Crosby, and I hope the rest of your night is going to be awesome.
You too, Shelly. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay safe out there, everyone.
Well, the show was really awesome tonight, and like I said, the energy is great, and I know a lot of people love listening to the show once it's in the archives. Anyway, remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else, and you should go for it. Do not let any negative people or negative surroundings stop you from your dreams. Remember, you're the only one that's stopping you from your dreams. And to end on a very happy, super positive note, I'm going to play the song by Theo, which probably was in it with Laz and Kat. Press at the studio, Family for Life here with Chilling on Chuck, sending our show with the song Theo, and I felt very blessed to actually have been in this video. Anyway, everyone, have a good night.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 yard, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jack. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flings up, loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart too.